Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to everybody. Sometimes we hear the term gezel shena, stealing sleep. Is there really such a thing that waking somebody up, keeping somebody up late at night, disturbing somebody's sleep, keeping somebody in a scenario where they're unable to fall asleep, waking them up, not allowing them to fall asleep, is that really gezel? Is there really any robbery, thievery involved? What is gezel shena? Does it exist? Where does it come from? Is there a basis? And what does halacha say about keeping somebody up or waking somebody up when they want to be sleeping and deserve to have the ability to be sleeping? If you take a look in Shas, the Bavli, the Yerushalmi, Midrashim, Mechilta, Sifra, Sifri, Tur, Beis Yosef, Shulchan Aruch, and later halachic authorities, the classical halachic authorities, all on Shulchan Aruch, never will you find that term. Never will you find the term gezel shena. And even though we find in Hilchos Geneva and Hilchos Gzela other forms of Geneva and Gzela, not just when you take money from somebody wantonly, or not just when you steal money from somebody when they don't know about it. There are other examples and other forms of Gzela and Geneva that are found in Shulchan Aruch and the Torah of the Beis Yosef, but you won't find an Isser of Gezel Shena. Where does it come from and does it exist and is it really that which it is all cracked up to be? It would seem that Gezel Shein, at least the term or the concept of Gezel Shein, emerges from the Bali Musar several hundred years ago. The first Maramakum, which seems to indicate that there's an Isser, a violation, a transgression, prohibition of Gezel Shena, comes from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the great founder of the Musar movement, and in the Sefer Tnuos HaMusar of Dov Katz, in the first volume, in his chapter about Rabbi Yisrael Misalanter, on page 324, recounts the following anecdote and story. Pam, it happened once to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Hishtatef b'chasunuso shel echa mimikrovav. He spent time, he went to a wedding of one of his relatives. V'shoha sham ad sham ucheres, and he stayed at the wedding venue till the wee hours, the small hours of the morning. Rabbi Yisrael nishar lolun b'oso pundak v'lo chazal beis. Rabbi Yisrael stayed at the wedding venue, stayed at the wedding hall, and did not return home. Why didn't Rabbi Yisrael return home? So Rabbi Dov Katz recounts, Bichshasho shema kishiyitfok badelas, when he would knock on the door of his home or the house where he was staying, yeoreres hashcheinim viyigzol es sheinasam. He would wake up the neighbors and wake up those who were sleeping when he would knock on the door on the small hours of the morning and would be gozel sheinasam, would steal their sleep. This seems to be the earliest, first makor for the iser called gezel sheinu Rabbi Yisrael Misalant. However, as well in the Sefer Tnuos HaMusar, in a later volume, volume 4 of Chelek Dalid, in the entry to Rabbi Yisrael Meir HaKohen Kagan, the great sage, the great Kohen, the Chafetz Chaim, page 147, in this volume in the Tnuos HaMusar, recounts the following from the Chafetz Chaim. Bizman Yadua, Haya Mofil Lifnos Boker Bebeis HaMedrash Yeshnubo Talmidei Yeshiva, the Chafetz Chaim would enter the dormitory, if you could call it that, in the anteroom of where the Beis Medrash was. The Chavetz Chaim would not allow those who were coming early to the Beis Medrash to learn, to daven, to spend time. The early risers from the community would not allow them in to wake up the Talmidim who are sleeping in the Beis Medrash, sleeping in the anteroom, sleeping in the coffee room, whatever it was. The people coming early wanted to get them up so they could get their day going. Chavetz Chaim said, no, you can't do that. Lidaito, says Rav Dov Katz, according to Chafetz Chaim, Mishim Meiris Chaver Mishinasa, somebody wakes up their friend from their sleep. Hare hu over Mishum Gezel have violated an Isser of Gzela. Vizoi Gzela Shein Lahashava, and this is a form of robbery that has no ability to be returned. When you steal something, there's a Chiyav Hashava. You steal $1, $10, $100, $1,000, $100,000. Yes, you have to do tshuva, but you must return the stolen object or the stolen item or the cash that was stolen. And here says the Chafetz Chaim, there's no way to return stolen sleep. How could you give that back? How could you return that? And therefore, you see a psak of the Chafetz Chaim, the Mishnah Berurah, clearly that there's an Isser Gezel, a psak from Rabbi Yisrael Misalant, that he was Zohir in Gezel Shena. So we see from the great sages, the great Bali Musa, the great Bali Halacha, Rabbi Yisrael Misalant, and the Chavetz Chaim from 100 years ago and 200 years ago, respectively, that there is some element of gezel involved, and it doesn't seem to be that they take this lightly, but adarabah, the opposite, they took this quite severely. Where do we go from here, and what do we do with this? And how do we relate to this iser of Gezel Shena. So indeed, in the more contemporary Tshuva Svarim, since the Mishnah Berurah, and since the Psak of Rabbi Yisrael Mislant, we find that the Poskim address the Isser of Gezel Shena in four different formula of Tshuva. The first of which is found in the Tshuvas of the Keren LeDavid in Simen Yerches Torah Chaim, talks about whether you're allowed to wake somebody up for Shachris, an alarm. I need to wake you up. Or a dorm counselor needs to wake up the boys for Shachris. Is that okay? Rav Sturmbach as well, in his Tshuvas Vanagos, or Chaim Chelek Aleph, Simen Nun, addresses this question as well. Is that okay? Are you allowed to do that? You're stealing somebody's sleep. They're sleeping. How could you wake them up? Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoted by his grandsons in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo in Tefillah, Perek Ches, Siv Dalet. Can you make a minion on a plane? When a quorum gets together on a plane, the lights are out, it's dark, it's late at night, it's early in the morning, people are resting, people are sleeping, people are minding to their own business, and all of a sudden there's a tumult. Everybody's getting together, and all of a sudden you hear, Baruch Hu, Yesh Mei Rabba. How can you do that? Should you do that? Is that okay? What's the propriety of doing such a thing? Number three, in the Tshuvas of the Mishnah Halachas from Menashe Klein, in Chelek Yud Beis, Simonim Taf Mem Gimel and Taf Mem Dalet, addresses a question whether or not somebody can make a phone call late at night in a dorm room. You're going to wake up those who are sleeping already. Could you wake up early to make a phone call? You're in a different time zone, Eretz Yisrael, America, Europe, South America, whatever it is, and there is the necessity to make a call out of the country at a particular hour where everybody in your dorm is sleeping. Is that okay? Is that not okay? Keep it aveim. It's a mitzvah. I need to make a phone call. Furthermore, in the Pischei Choshen, Rav Yankov Bloy, in the Chelak of Gnev and Ona, Perek Tezvav, in Futnote Gimel, addresses a question in apartment buildings, where people live in very close proximity to one to another. If you're walking loudly with your shoes on the floor late at night, the room and the apartment underneath you is going to be waking up. And the top of you, if you're playing music, it's going to wake up your other neighbors. You're outside of a home. And you're on the block and you're playing music in the car, you're going to wake people up. And in each of these tshuvas, the Pischei Choshen, the Mishnah Halachos, and the Halicha Shlom, and the Keren LeDavid address whether or not Gezel Shena is a reality or is it not a reality. And the first question that the Poskim address is whether or not the right term is really Gezel Shena. Are you really stealing something? And Rav Osner makes the point in Hashevet Alevi, Chelik Zayin, Simen Reish Chav Dalet, Gnev and Gezela means I'm taking something. I've actually taken something from you. I've taken cash. I've taken mitaltalin. I've taken something from you. That's the getter. That's the definition of gnev or gzela. I've removed something from you. I've been mechatzer your mamon. I've decreased your estate. I've decreased that which you have. I've actually physically taken something from your property to my property. Gezel Shena doesn't have that. I didn't take something of yours. I didn't emerge with something more from your property to my property. And therefore, Avosner says you can't call this Gzela. I didn't take something. It doesn't fit into the regular category of Gzela. However, Menashe Klein in his Tshuva Chelek Yudbeis, Siman Tuf Mem Gimel Tuf Mem Dalet, argues that you do find a form of Gneva, even though you didn't take something. Most notably, of course, Gnevas Das. I could steal your knowledge. I could take something from you without actually taking something physical. I could fool you. I could be deceitful. I could trick you in order that I gain acknowledgement from you, or I could fool you into doing something that you really don't want to do. And there the Tosefta says that the highest form of Gneva is actually Gnevas Das. There's seven types of Ganavim. The top of the line is Gnevas Das, deceiving, fooling somebody, stealing their heart. And therefore, Menashe Klein argues that you do indeed find the form of Gneva, even though you're not actually taking something. And thus, this is the first debate that the Poskim seem to battle, is whether or not Gneva or Gezela Shena is indeed the case. Well, if there's not Gezela, and the only way to be over Gezela is by actually taking something, and here I'm not taking something, so what have I done wrong? So Rav Osner and Rav Menashe Klein recognize this challenge and suggest several different possibilities. The first possibility is waking somebody up, keeping them awake, not allowing somebody to sleep, is actually not Gneva or Gezela, it's not Gezel Shena, that's not an accurate terminology, but rather it's Onas Dvarim. I'm grieving somebody. And in his Tshuvas in the Keren LeDavid, which we referred to earlier, in Simen Yod Ches and Archaim, when it comes to waking somebody up for Shachris, He says there's an argument to make that that might be onas dvarim. You're grieving somebody. He's not ready to wake up. It's not the time to wake up. Your alarm went off because you wanted to get up, not because he wanted to get up. He didn't tell you to wake him up. And yes, it's true. It's time for shachar. So maybe all that should be said is kriya shema, shema yisrael Hashem elkein Hashem echad, and that's what you have to wake him up for, but not to wake him up for a full shachris. And therefore, the poskim, the Karen Ledavid, seem to indicate that there's an isser, a violation of waking somebody up from sleeping or not allowing somebody to sleep, not because of gezel shena. You didn't steal their sleep, because you can't steal somebody's sleep. You didn't take anything from there. But it's still a problem, and the problem would be, ona'as dvarim, the problem would be that you are grieving somebody. Rav Ozner, in Ona'ah, in the volume of Geneva and Gzela, in the famed volumes of Rav Bloy, in Ona'ah, Perek Tezvav, footnote Gimel, says it's a form of hezek. It's a damage. It's a tort. Waking somebody up is disturbing them. Really. It's not just the grieving them, but you have injured them. So no, it's not Geneva. You're not stealing somebody. It's not Gezela. But what he calls it is not Gezel Shena, but Hezek Shena. You have disturbed, you have injured somebody's sleep. And therefore, that Rav Ozner says, and that Rav Bloy says in his Pisrei Choshen, as well as Rav Ozner in his Tshuvas Shevet HaLevi Chelek Zayin, indicate both of them that it's a form of Hezek Shena. You're disturbing, injuring, hurting somebody's sleep. Rav Menashe Klein similarly says that it's not Onas Dvarim. It's not hezek shena, but rather it's tsar. You're disturbing somebody. Tsar, nezek, tsar, ripui, sheves, boshes, tsar. You've caused somebody distress. And therefore, that's the reason why it is a problem. We have a tshuva from Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Nezer HaChaim, page Resh Tezayin, in a tshuva, ksav yad, handwritten letter, a tshuva from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and I'll quote it verbatim, says the following. Ein inyan shel gezel shena. There's no such thing. You can't steal somebody's sleep. It doesn't exist. Ve'eini yodea mihimtzio. I don't know who made up this concept of gezel shena. He doesn't refer to Bishrom Misalant. He doesn't refer to the Chafetz Chaim. But Reb Chaim says, ein inyan shel gezel shena. It doesn't exist. There's no such thing. Ein yodea mihimtzio. Who made this thing up called gezel shena? You can't steal somebody's sleep. But then Reb Chaim says, aval yesh ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Umashe tovaso mutter, says Reb Chaim, there's a mitzvah asay ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha, to love your fellow like you love yourself. And of course, that's not something that you would want somebody to do to you. Man da'alach l'sane l'chavrich l'osavet, don't do something to your friend that you wouldn't want to be done to you. And therefore, says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, there's not an isra of gezel shena to wake somebody up, but you know what there is? Ahavta l'recha kamocha. Look after your friend. Care for your friend. Look out for his good. And more than that, if it's not something that you don't want to happen to you, you shouldn't do it to another. And this tshuva of Reb Chaim Kanievsky is similarly found in the Sefer Nezer HaChaim, page Resh Tezayin, and also quoting Reb Chaim Kanievsky, this is Rabbi Shaul Taplin, in his correspondence with Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and there also he quotes Reb Chaim as telling him that the problem of waking somebody up when they want to be sleeping, keeping somebody up and not allowing them to fall asleep, is also bechlal ahavas re'eim, loving your fellow like you love yourself. And he also notes, v'chein amar gon rabban leibshtemin, rabban leibshtemin zechon levracha, also said the same thing. So thus you have Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Reb Aaron Leib. They don't say that there's an isser of gezel shena. They don't say that there's an isser of onas dvarim. They don't say that there's an isser of hezek shena. They don't say that there's an isser of tsar, but rather where it's coming from is ahavas re'eim. Indeed, Reb Chaim Pinchas Sheinberg, also Bishol Taplin, quotes in a footnote to the Sefer Halichos Chaim Chelik Beis, page Kuf Samaches, in that same tshuva Shun Nin Gimel, that Reb Chaim Pinchas Sheinberg said it is gezel. Absolutely is gezel. And more than that, he said, chomer shebekulam. It's the most severe form of gzela, because it's gzela shebegufo ve'ein hashava. You can't return it. And just like you can't return it, and you're affecting somebody's body and their guf, it's the most physical form of gezel, and absolutely, positively, is an isser. And indeed, Bishol Taplin signs off in his footnote in his Sefer Halichos Chaim, saying that Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shver, his father, Rebbe Yashiv, Zichron Levracha, says that there is an Isra of Gezel Shena, And he proves that by saying you could even steal air from somebody. Somebody's air. Afilu al avir, there's gzela. This is my air. This is my ability to breathe, to have freedom, and to be able to have fresh air. If you could steal somebody's air, you could steal somebody's sleep. So we have a machlok, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and Reb Yashiv, whether or not there's an iser of gezel shena. According to Reb Chaim, there's no such thing as gezel shena. Ain inyan shel gezel shena. Ain yodem yimtziu. And Reb Yashiv says, yes, absolutely, there is gezel shena. Just like you could steal somebody's air, you could steal their sleep. Reb Scheinberg says there's an iser of gezel shena. Reb Aaron Leib Shteyman says there's no such thing, it's avas reim. So of course, although we find from the Gedolei Yisrael, the Chavetz Chaim and Reb Yisrael Maslanter, that they behaved in such a way where they coined the phrase of gezel shena, whether or not it's actually gezela and falls under the category of halachic gezela or not, that's debated. And as the Tshuva of the Karen Ledavid says, it's anos dvarim. As Rav Ozner and Rav Bloy say, it's hezek shena and not gezel shena. As Rav Menashe Klein says, it's tsar. And as Rav Chaim Kanievsky and Ran Leishteyman say, it's avas reim. So of course, whether or not when the Chavetz Chaim and Yisrael Salanter coined the phrase gezel shena, did they actually mean that it's gezela and geneva as per what the Torah and Chazal refer to it, as the Gemara says in Bava Kama? Or did they really mean that it's simply onas dvarim? It's a form of hezek, it's a form of tsar. It's not nice, it's not the right thing to do. Either way, if we box it into the category of gezel, if we box it into the category of avas reim, tsar, nezek, hezek, or onas dvarim, either way, one should be cautious and careful and sensitive with every single person, as Rabbi Yisrael teaches us, as the Chavetz Chaim teaches us. We should be careful in the mitzvos that we perform, ben adam l'makom, and of course, we have to be equally careful about the mitzvos, ben adam l'chavera. Ve'ele ha-mishpatim asher tasim lifneim, ma'elu misinai af elu misinai. We have to be equivalent, and equilibrium must exist in our behaviors between man and God and between man and man. And just the same way we're careful not to take somebody, something from somebody else, we too have to be careful making sure that we're sensitive in any living environment that we're in, as neighbors, as family members, whatever it is, whether it's apartment living or home living, being sensitive to somebody's sleep, being sensitive to somebody's property, all of these are critically important, making sure that we're fulfilling our mission as the Am Segula and the Or LaGoyim, and being the nation that established and was Mekabel the Torah as Nasa v'Nishma, means also the Mishpatim in all areas of Nezikin and all areas of Ben Adon LaChaveru. We should be cautious and careful. This is the Isser of Gezel Shein.